Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Kuf Nun Amud Bet, in the middle of our discussion of Matnat Shchiv Mirab, and we are right in the middle of the Amud. Amar Nechasai Leplonya. We're trying to define what are Nechasim. So first of all, if a person says all of my property, all my Nechasim goes to Plony, it includes Avda Ikri Nechasi, certainly includes slaves. Did not, as we saw in the Mishnah that we've been dealing with, HaKotekol Nechasav La'avdo Yatzah Ben Chorin. So that means that Nechasim include the Yaved because he's getting given with himself. Ara Ikri Nechasi, certainly property, land is called Nechasim. Did not Nechasim Sheish Lamachariot Nikdim Bechasav Shtar V'Chazaka. The famous Mishnah in Kiddushin that talks about Karka as Nechasim Sheish Lamachariot. Parenthetically, what the Gemara is doing is assuming that whenever a person colloquially uses the word Nechasim, they mean it to approximate the meaning used in the Mishnah. Glima, if you have, let's say, a garment, Ikri Nechsi, any metaltlin, basically, that none, that's also called Nechasim, because in the same Mishnah it says, V'she'en la'am achrayut enikdenim al meshicha. So Nechasim she'en la'am achrayut, so they're called Nechasim, need meshicha. Zuzi Ikri Nechsi. Coins are called nechasim. Non, v'she'en l'nochayon nigdim im nechasim v'she'en kesav shtar v'chazaka. And the classic example of a kinyan agav, which is being referred to there, is when you want to give coins to somebody, you do it via giving them karka if they're not around. Famous case, ki hadra papa havale treisar alfei zuzi bechozoi. He had 12,000 zuzim to be collected in bechozoi. And Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was going there, so Akninu Nialeh Rav Shmuel Bar Acha Agav Asif Devete. He gave them to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha as ownership, as a kinyan Agav, along with the threshold of his house. He said, I'm giving you the threshold of my house, and Agav, all those coins, so he could go and collect them as the owner. He ata nafak la'ape atavach, and Rav Papa was so happy when he came back with his money, greeted him all the way, went all the way out to Tavach to greet him. Shtara ikri nechsi. A shtar is called nechasim. This is a bit of a longer proof. The Amar Rabba Bar Yitzchak. Shnei shtarotin. We had this earlier. There's two kinds of shtarot. Amar ischu besadeh zeh liploni v'kit v'lot ashtar. If a person says to Edim, it's not a shchiv mirah. A person says to Edim, go acquire this field on behalf of Ploni and write a shtar for him that he owns it. You can then change your mind and say, forget about the shtar, but they're already zoch in the field. But if you tie the two together by saying, take the field on condition you write a shtar, you can then retract the whole deal. That's not our concern. Our concern is this. There's three. Trey, those two. Hanidam Ran. Idach, the third one is, im kadam mocher v'chatavet ashtar. Let's say that instead the seller wrote the shtar before the buyer was there. That's also valid. Ki otash shaninu kodvin shtar lemocher v'she'in lokeachimo. Because we have a Mishnah that says that the sofer may write a shtar for the seller even though the buyer is not there. The buyer, of course, has to come and ratify it. And when the buyer takes possession of the karka, the shtar becomes his wherever he is, and then the obligation for paying becomes his. And that relies on the Mishnah, meaning that the shtar is nikne agav the karka, so shtar is called nechasim also. If a person dedicates his property, includes animals. Why? The Mishnah Shkalim says, if you makdish all your property and it includes an animal that could go on the Mizbeach, then we don't say it's all hekdesh damim, but it's that one's Kedushat Mizbeach. Of course, that's a halacha in Shkalim and in Kodshim. We're mainly concerned with is the use of language, is that when you are makdish nechasim, it includes your animals, and we decide what to do with them. Ofoti kinechsi, in the same Mishnah, none, kinechsi chasav, ayu behen tvarim harin legavim mizbeach, yeinot shpanim ve'ofot, then they go to the mizbeach, so ofot are included in that too. Tfilini kinechsi, you'll see why we're using this to get to the one question we have. So far, everything is nechasim. Tfilin are called nechasim, none, makdish nechasav, malin no tfilin, there's a Mishnah in Arachin, that if a person's makdish all of his property, then one of the things we give him a bed, we also give him his tfilin, and he has to redeem him. All right, Ibayalu, Sefer Torah, my. What is a Sefer Torah called Nechasim? Kev and Delomis Daman da Asur Lezabune. Unlike everything else we saw, you're not allowed to stam sell a Sefer Torah. So Lav Nichsihu, so maybe that's not your property because you can't sell it. You are allowed to sell it for purposes of learning and for marriage, as we saw in Masachet Megillah. So nichsihu, maybe it's nechasim. The answer is teiku. So the one question we had at the end, we couldn't resolve. Everything else is clearly nechasim. Now we have a long series of stories of women who wrote over their property to either a son or brother and then wanted to retract it or change it to somebody else, and what happened? Case one. Ime de Rav Zutra Bartuvia kadvino lenichsa Rav Zutra Bartuvia. So his mother wrote his property over to him. He was a Rav. And she wrote it over for a reason that we called Ramvrechet earlier. Debailin subile Rav Zvid. She was a widow. And she wanted to marry Rav Zvid. And she wanted to make sure her property wasn't accessible to Rav Zvid. So she wrote the property over to her son. Inse Babagersha. She married him. He divorced her. She wanted her property back. So she came to Rabibi, Amar, Mishumna, and Subi. You wrote it in order to get married. You successfully got married. That's it. You can't get it back. Amar the Ravuna Bered Rav Yeshua. So a Talmid of Rava said to Abaye's son, it's more, you know who he is. Mishumna Atu Mimuloi Amritu Mili Muliata. You are from a cut off people, therefore you say cut off things. What that means is Abaye, as is well known, was a Kohen, and he was a direct descendant of Eliyahu Kohen. And the curse of Eliyahu Kohen in Perek Bet of Shmuel Aleph was that your people will be cut off. All of your family will die young, and they won't live to an old age, and that's supposedly why Abaye died young. And so he said to Rabibi, you come from a lineage of cut-off people, you say cut-off things. What he meant was to insult him and say that the statement was wrong. Because afil mandamar mavrechet kani, there's a machloket whether or not mavrechet works. Meaning, if a woman writes the property over to somebody for that purpose, does it work at all? Even according to the one who says it works and the gift is good, and she can't get it back, kani mili hechel lo gal yadata. That's only if she didn't make it clear and explicit that it was because she was entering a marriage and she wanted to keep the property away from that marriage. Aval hacha the gal yadata mishumin subiyu. Here she made it clear that it was because she was going to be married to somebody else and didn't want him to have access. Now she's divorced, so she should certainly get it back. Second story. Ime de Ram Barchama, this is a story we saw earlier. Be'orta kadvino nichsal Ram Barchama. At night, she wrote the property over to one son, Ram Barchama. But Safra kadvino de Rav Ukva Barchama. She changed her mind. In the morning, she wrote all of her property over to Rav Ukva Barchama. It's important that it was all of her property. Ata Ram Barchama lekam Rav Sheshet. So the first recipient came to Rav Sheshet, Ukva Minichse, and he said, you're the owner. Azar Ukva Barchama came to Rav Nachman, but Rav Ukva Barchama, the one who got it second, came to Rav Nachman, Ukva Minichse. Rav Nachman said, you're the proper owner. So now we have a standoff. Atar Rav Sheshet had to come to Rav Nachman. So Rav Sheshet, of course, had to come to Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman, of course, is the great Dayan. Amrale, my time, Ukva Marlo Rav Ukva Barchama. Why did you give it to the second recipient? Because after all, she already gave it to somebody. It wasn't hers to give. If it's because she changed her mind, she's died in the meantime. So since she died, we know that this was a manat shchiv mirah, and therefore the first gift was a valid gift. Rav Nachman said, because Shmuel said, kol she'ilu amar chozer, chozer b'matanto. Any kind of gift that if the person were to recover, they could take their gift back, meaning a complete gift of their property, as our Mishnah says, that in any gift like that, they could also change their mind about the gift. So then Rav Sheshet said, Eimer damar Shmuel la'atzmo. Maybe that's only to take it back. La'acher mi'amar, did he also say that you could give it to somebody else? Said, yes, Shmuel explicitly said, either to give it back to yourself, to retract it, or to redirect it. Okay, so that's the second case. Third case. She had a bundle of shtarot that she had bought up. When she was dying, she said, I want to give it to Amram, my son. After she died, her sons came to Rav Nachman because they wanted it. He didn't do Mashicha. They weren't aware of or didn't think this was the case. He said, what are you talking about? He's a Shchiv Mirah. She was a Shchiv Mirah. And therefore, whatever she says, without Kehinyan, without the Shtar, it's done. Okay, that was an easy one. Fourth case. Achted Rav Tuvi bar Rav Matna. Katvino the Nichsa the Rav Tuvi bar Rav Matna at Safra. This sister wrote her property over to one brother. in the morning. There's a parallel case to the second case. Another brother came and wept and said, Amar la'ashta amri marzav rabbanon marlatzav rabbanon. They're going to think, in other words, they both are scholars, but they're going to think, if you gave it all over to my brother, that he's a real scholar and I'm not good. Evidently, he was having problems getting standing in the base vendors. So what happened? Katvinu niyale. So she changed it and she wrote it over to him. Out to the cover of Nachman. So the first brother came to Rav Nachman saying, I want Amar Leh, Hachim HaShmuel, Kosi Lamad Chazer, Chazer Matanto. Again, the same halacha, Shmuel said that anybody who gives a gift that he could be chozer from can also be, if he recovers, can also be chozer and redirect it. And again, we said that's even to him, even to another. Okay, so that worked. Now, this case is a case of a woman who was kind of neurotic. Achted Rav Dima Bar Yosef, his sister, Havela Piskata de Pardesa. She had a piece of an orchard. Every time she got sick, she thought she was going to die, and she gave it to her brother. And every time she got better, she took it back. He got fed up with this. One time she got sick. She said, "Takani." He said, "I'm not going to want to do this anymore." So she said, "Okay, come take whatever part you want." So he knew the halacha that if a shechiv mira gives anything less than full property away, no matter what happens, the gift is good. So azal shira v'kanumina, he took less than all of it. He left a little bit over and made a kenyan. Kikaima hadraba. So again, she got better and she said, I want it back. Hatoy the kamen Rav Nachman. She came to Rav Nachman looking for relief. Shalach Rav Nachman sent a message. Ta, you have to come to the Beit Din. Lo ata, he refused. Amar mayiti, he said, why should I come? Hashira of economy. After all, she left something over. I know the halacha. I made a kinyan. It's not a complete gift. Her getting better doesn't make a difference. Either way, I know the halacha. I get to keep it. Shalach of Nachman sent a message. Loati, if you don't come, machinalach with silver to lo bamadama. If you don't come, I'm going to hit you with a stick that draws no blood, meaning I'm going to put you in chayram. I'm a little aside. So in the meantime, Nachman tried to figure out what was going on. Heichi Avimaisa, what happened? Amrulei, Amrahachi, Vaidekamita Hachita. She said, as she was giving it away, oh, this woman is dying about herself. Meaning, she really thought she was dying. Amrulehu, Imken Avimit Mitzavim Machmat Mita. Then it's a din of Mitzavim Machmat Mita. Somebody who's commanding because they think death is impending. Mitzavim Machmat Mita Choser. A person can always take a gift like that back, even if it's incomplete. Which means we now have three categories of gifts, or two with a twist. We have matnat bari, a person gives something away when they're healthy, and they have no reason to think they're dying, no matter what they give away, they give everything away, then it's done. If, on the other hand, they're a shchiv mira, but they give such amount away, as it says they're hedging their bets and they think they may not die, then the gift is good, even if they don't die. But if they give everything away, that seems to indicate they think they're going to die. If they get better, they get it back. Or somebody who is clearly under the impression that they're dying imminently, whatever they give, if they and they tie it in to their imminent death, then if they get better, even if it's a less than complete gift, they could take it back. Okay. Itmar, matnat shchiv mira b'miktzat. So now we're going to deal with this problem. What happens if a shchiv mira gives less than everything away? Amar Rabbanan coming to Rav Mishmein Amar Zutra Bereid Rav Nachman to Amar Shmein to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, and the Rabbanan said this to Rav, Talmud of Rav Nachman. They said that Rav Nachman said, Harekim anat bari v'harekim anat shchiv mira. It is a super powerful get. Harekim anat bari, it's about anat bari, shemamad no chozer. If you get better, you can't be chozer, because you didn't give everything away. Harekim anat shchiv mira, but it is kim anat shchiv mira, to lo buy a kinyan. You could do it without a kinyan. In other words, it has the strength of anat shchiv mira. And yet, the non-irrevocable nature of Manat Bari. Amar Rava, so Rava said to the students, Lava Minilchu, didn't I tell you, Lotit Lubuki Sriki Rav Nachman, don't say all sorts of silly things and attribute them to Rav Nachman. Hachi Rav Nachman, Harekim Manat Bari Vai Kinyan, it's a total Manat Bari, it needs a Kinyan, and therefore without a Kinyan it's nothing, and with a Kinyan, you can't be Chozer. Zel. Eitev Rav Nachman, so then Rava turned to Rav Nachman and said, fine, but, and as Rav is now telling his students, this is what I said to Rav Nachman when he told me the real way, not the way you reported. Our Mishnah says, Shi'er karka koshu manato kayamet. If you leave some karka over, our Mishnah says, then the gift is good. And isn't our Mishnah talking about a case where there was no kinyan? My love to lo konumine, he just gave some away. He said, give half my property to that guy. And then, he got better. So you see that even if you give away part of your property, it's a valid kinyan without, it's a valid gift without a kinyan. So lo de kono minero. Nachman says, no, it's a case where they were kone. So yachem masefa lo sher kakakoshu evna tokayemet. So take, Rava says that Rebbe, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says that if you didn't give everything over, if you didn't leave anything over, you give everything away, then the gift is invalid, meaning you can revoke it when you get better. But according to you in the Mishnah, the people around the bed made a kinyan from the dead, from the dying guy. So if that's the case, why should the gift not last? They made a kinyan. So Shmuel said, Rav Nachman said, my Rebbe said, that if a Shechiv Mira wrote everything over to somebody, even if they made a kinyan, if he gets better, he could take it back. We know that he was only doing because he was going to die, which now ties the previous three categories into two, really, because giving everything away is mitzvah machmat mita. That's the umdana. Okay, Eitiv Rama Shashayel Rava. So he then challenged Rava and said, again, proving that you could give a partial gift as a shechiv mirah without a kinyan and it's valid. Here's a famous story that we saw in Ketubot about a mother who had, the reason we're told Iman Shel B'nei Rochel is because she has sons. And she had a daughter also. She was sick. I have a brooch, I want to give it to my daughter, which means that matnat shechiv mirah b'miktzat. It's very valuable. And they did it. So you see that you don't have to make a kinyan. That was a case of mitzvah machmita. She was dying imminently, and in that case, we don't need a kinyan. In order to be considered that parallel to a regular shechiv mirah, giving everything away. So we have another challenge. If a person directs people around to give a get or star shichur and dies before it can happen, he can't give because they can get lachamita. Tnu manel ploni umet, but if you say give some money to ploni, you knew lachamita. So when we assume that there was no kinyan, so you see that partial gift is valid even without a kinyan. Umar lo kanu mine, who says there was no kinyan on this maneh? Maybe they took the maneh or they made a kinyan sudar with the dying guy. So the answer is do me the get, because we line it up with a get. My get lav bar kinyan. Get is not something you make a kinyan on. I find now lo kanu mine, so it's got to be the same, because they're parallel, presented parallel to contrast. The answer is hatanam mitzvah mechmat mita. That's also mitzvah mechmat mita. There, a person is imminently dying, and indeed they did die. Hunabred of Yeshu Amar, he disagrees with this whole mahalach, and he says mitzvah mechmat mita ba'alma ba'i kinyan. Even mitzvah mechmat mita. Everything we've seen in this Amud. All of these brightot that we learned, that we answered, that's not the case. We're talking about a case where they're giving everything away, and among that was this thing, which means they were giving everything away, and there you don't need a kinyan. That's a classic manat shechiv mirah. So, for instance, the woman who gave the brooch to her daughter also designated everything else she owned to this son or that son or somebody else. Manat shechiv mirah shavua. Hilchata, what's the halacha? Manat shechiv mirah b'miktzat by a kinyan. A less than complete manat shechiv mirah does need a kinyan. V'afagav demeit. Even if the person dies, it's not valid unless they made a kinyan. Mitzaveh machmat mita lo by a kinyan. But mitzaveh machmat mita doesn't need a kinyan. V'hudemeit, only as long as the person dies. Unlike the story with the sister. Amar chozer v'afagav de karnuminei. But if you gave everything away and you get better, then you could take it back, even if they made a kinyan, like Shmuel's teaching. So the one thing in this whole picture that got changed was Nachman's ruling about the sister who gave everything to her brother, who gave the part of the field to the brother, and then got better. In that case, she really couldn't take it back. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up on Daf Kuf Nun Bet Amud Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.